Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. I only get so many times to do that after a Browns win.
Yeah.
Twice every 11 months, you're going to get it in your ear hole. Sorry, that's what's going to happen. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good
favorite. It's great to feel good after a Browns win like that. And there were people even on our social media pages saying that you might be extra, you know, fire filled today.
Well, they won. So, yes, that's exciting. After we get our first guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope for the week, something that I posted on social post-game, which has been a trend and so popular that I've noticed other social medias take the same idea and run with it, which is you know, complimentary. I tried it yesterday. It was a fail. It was a fail. This only works when the Browns lose. I tried it because I thought the momentum was going to be different. And it did not work out.
Not quite what you thought.
I mean, it's not like everything we try works out, and that's why we throw things out all the time, and some things work, some people love it, some people don't. That's fine. That's what it's all about. This did not, between you and I even went back in and re-edited it twice.
The post?
Because I thought the wording was incorrect.
Oh, I didn't notice that you did that.
Oh, I know, because I went rogue and did it by myself.
Oh.
Because this is what I do after every Browns game. And something... it just didn't resonate. Okay, so we're going to get to that after Dead Guy in Envelope. First things first. More sunshine today, but once again, we're into the land of fake sunshine because the temperatures just hit mid-50s. It's mid-50s all week long. Fall is certainly here. Hopefully you enjoy that 80-degree day. When was it? Saturday? Yeah, it must have been Saturday because yesterday was rainy and windy and everything else. So fall is definitely here. But on the way, we have a lot of things to get to. I don't know. All I know is that there was – we have to see what – Stevie was in a wedding over the weekend. I don't know what drama ensued, but there's definitely drama there. I don't know if we're going to continue to talk about squeaky shoes, but that's out there. Also, there's an Amazon book. For those people that have been shunned and neglected about the kids' Amazon book that I don't know the name of.
It's like the Christmas catalog. It's like the toy guide for kids or something. Yeah.
There's a hack.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I found out about it yesterday because we have the best listeners ever because I am pathetic and I never... ever get the guide in the mailbox.
You get FOMO. Yeah.
I think Menor is shunned because I have had a lot of DMs that people in the city of Menor do not get this book.
Right.
There's a hack.
I'm excited.
I can't believe it. All
this
these
is
years
great.
Of crying tears all over the board here in the studio.
Yeah.
And I could have just done something that's been brought to my attention that I didn't even know to do.
How about that?
This is how we're going to start the week. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I also think it's only fair with the Browns guest last week that somebody calls up and says the Dolphins.
Oh, there you go.
Or
but we can't count it, though.
I know.
You can't count it.
It's kind of quirky and fun, though.
Yeah, it is. Someone could still guess it.
All right. It's got to be a legit guess. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. If you happen to guess it, there is no prize, but we take a guess daily. That's what Dead Guy in the Envelope is all about. What's your guess to kick off the week? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
The Browns are only 2.5 games out of a wild card spot.
So I shouldn't tell you I'm a Steelers fan?
Gotta go.
Don't you hang up on her.
I won't. Why do you like the Steelers better in Cleveland?
I had a boyfriend in high school, and I grew up in Ashland, Ohio.
Oh.
Now I'm south of you. But he was from Pittsburgh.
Gotcha.
I got rid of him, but I kept the Steelers.
All right.
That was probably the better choice. Yeah. One of them a winning organization, the other one possibly a loser. All right. We would love your guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name has been the envelope since, I believe, June. So what's your guess?
Chris Farley.
That is a great guess. It's not Chris Farley.
We love you, even though you were a Steelers fan, for listening to the show. We appreciate you waking up and being an EMC, part of the early morning crew. So thank you for listening.
Oh, you're welcome.
We appreciate that. Something that backfired on social media. I tried it yesterday. It was a major fail. That's next. I tried it. It failed. It's Jen and Tim show, Star 102 on all the socials. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. If you're on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, if you're on X, we are there. You can give us a follow. You can give us a like. A lot of times it's the easiest way to interact with the show. You can shoot us a message or a DM and we can read it and, get involved that way. Describe that Browns game in as many words as you need. Finally a win. That's what I posted yesterday right after the game.
Yeah. How did that backfire?
So after a loss, which we have many more losses than wins, usually.
It's usually a loss.
I'm a Browns fan for the record if you're just joining us. There are hundreds of messages when I say, describe that Browns game in 5 words or less,
yes,
or whatever I decide to do after a loss. They're just ready to fire, right? Just because they're mad, the Browns lost. I'm there with you. I've watched this team, for decades. I understand. I remember Bernie Kosar. I mean, I've watched this team for a long, long time. I've seen some pretty good football and an awful lot of bad football. But I love them.
Everybody has something to say.
Even part of my basement is painted in Browns color. Like, I mean, I love the Browns. I can't help it. Traction on this, though, it wasn't as exciting. I feel like a win because it's just so few and far between. It should be more exciting. It wasn't. Like Shalina. Well, this was not a flex. I wasn't trying.
I know. There's
Miami has clearly given up on their season. I'm just glad that they won. I'm not, trust me, the Browns, they're whatever, is it 2-5? I don't even know the record off the top of my head. They have a ways to go.
They do. And you're right. It's funny because even when they win, there's still many, many complaints.
Tim is going to be extra loud tomorrow. So that was great.
Yeah.
You know, like the game, you know, it was like bad, but even Ken was like, okay, I mean, if you want to post that, it's just bad beating worse. But what is that? I mean, we're bad beating words.
Shouldn't we just celebrate the win?
Yeah, I mean,
just take the win and be happy about it.
Exactly. Wow. Connie. Well, it was the best of the worst.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect because I don't think I've ever posted something because after a Browns win, I thought to myself,
that's really
I don't think I'm ever going to again. And Kathy, Miami's that bad. Deborah, best of the worst. Like those
guys. I mean, it's not like they're wrong, but
I know.
But yeah, it is strange that even with a win, they're still kind of like, meh.
Yeah. So that's it. I'm just letting you know. It's the
Go
last
Browns.
Time. I don't know, be excited about a win and post it on social. I've learned my lesson. We only want to complain when they lose. Thank you for the insight. So there you go. It's Monday. You're right, Jen. I can't wait to talk about that wedding at 7:10. All right. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Steve was in the wedding.
Yes, it was.
We look forward to hearing all about it, Stevie.
I can't wait.
His face scares me.
No, I can't wait. I can't wait.
The fact, though, that you were in a wedding this weekend and there was so much going on, and the takeaway that Tim has from the wedding is one of the most unique things. I mean, of course, that's your takeaway. And I guarantee you, when you bring this up, and I assume you're bringing it up just after 7,
I am.
That many, many people are going to be right there with you on this one.
Because Jen's, in the correct way, bringing up, you know, we know the ins and outs and what happened during the wedding and on the way there and not on the way there. So Jen's bringing up, oh, this would also be a good idea to talk about.
Yeah, this would make
more sense. These would make more sense for maybe a, you know, a radio station morning show. I think, no. Well, let's just, so I bring up one question. You heard me through the door because of my big mouth. So one question I bring up and Jen looks at me like, you know what? That might work. This actually might be a thing. And literally, we're the only ones that would talk about this, right? I mean, who would ever pick up on this?
I didn't think that would be something to talk
ever.
About. But
it is. Ever. It was 1,000% your takeaway, which is hilarious. And you have a point.
Yeah.
I mean, your
takeaways are all great. I just brought this one up, and I don't know why I was so steadfast. And just even if we don't talk about it, just at some point in time, I just thought that
you gotta bring it up.
Okay.
You got to bring it up.
So we'll bring that up at 7:10. First things first, though, we can't wait to hear of ours. First, Stevie, on the socials of the week.
So as we head into the cooler months, there's a common winter dating trend to be aware of titled snowmanning. And dating experts on social media are warning you of this. So if you're single and you're looking for somebody, there's some things you got to look out for.
See? Stevie is here for you.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There's always some new dating trend with a fun little name to it. Now, the concept's probably not new. You've probably heard of this. But now, because of social media, we have a name for it called snowmanning. And it's when the weather starts to cool down, this is what you got to look out for. Because it might sound cute, like it's like, oh, you're just like hanging out, building some snowman. No, it's actually very toxic. Snowmanning is rushing into a romance with someone during the winter, then ditching them as it warms up because you want to be single for the summer. So it's like a seasonal relationship.
Is that bad?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's a seasonal relationship. Comes on fast. Moves super quick. And then it fizzles out.
Who knew you were doing a popular trend way back when?
Wow. I didn't.
Did you call it snowmanning back
No,
then?
We didn't so have a term for it. So we're calling it just being rude. Come on, guys are the only one to do this.
Hold on.
Single for the summer. Downtown's beautiful outside. You have, you know, Whiskey Island and everything else. Come on now.
Why? So you want a partner for the winter to to cuddle and stuff so you're not cold? I don't, like, what's
No, to get gifts.
Well,
for like Christmas?
Four things on here. Boredom and loneliness, so that winter can be isolating, especially if you live maybe in Ohio where it gets cold and it gets dark early. So you don't want to be alone in the dark. Uh-huh. The winter blues, same thing, you know, winter. It feels more romantic. Holiday celebration, you want a plus one to bring to holiday events. And then also, you know, you don't want to go to the Christmas party single. You get asked questions. You got someone for you. And it's not someone brand new. It's not just someone you met. You're technically dating, even though you don't see a future with them. But
that is really taking
increased alcohol consumption. You drink more in the winter. So
that helps the stranger relationship.
Better?
You would normally not date. You're like, oh, this will work.
Why not?
And it doesn't. And then once it warms up, you're like, oh, I actually don't like them.
I feel like that is really taking your relationship with a stranger to the next level for no reason at all.
A stranger?
Yeah. I mean, you think it's right and then it's not.
Do you though? I mean, if you're just grabbing them for the winter,
grabbing for the winter is a podcast I would probably listen to.
Grabbing a partner.
If it was a dragon book, I would read that.
If you're grabbing a partner for the winter, like, I would never want to take someone like that I'm just like kind of dating, kind of that I don't like that much, to a Christmas party with me. I'd rather just go hang out with my friends. Wouldn't you?
Well, there's other people that don't think that way.
Yeah.
I also would agree with you that I wouldn't want to bring some random to a Odyssey Christmas party, and certainly not meeting the family or anything like that.
You bringing a random to an Odyssey Christmas party would be well worth it just for the chatter that would be around
that. Yeah, no, many different circumstances. Did. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, but you know, like, you know.
I don't think you did that.
I did not do that.
Well,
no.
If you're single, look out for this, because as Jen, you might fall victim instead of being the one that does it. You could have been the one to fall victim.
Oh, I see.
So you got to be on the lookout. Make sure they're really there for the right reason.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Thank you. See, these are great warnings.
Yeah. There's another piece of advice with this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Another.
I don't know that it's a good one.
I eventually got married. There's another piece of advice with this, and that would be next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Isn't right before the holidays the worst time to start dating somebody? It's star 102 Cleveland's feel good favorites.
Well, yeah,
like
because
if you start
awkward.
Early December, like what do you get them for the holidays and everything? Like I always thought, and I understand we're talking about snowmen. I understand going into the season and it's, you know, it's dark and you want to cuddle and whatever. You want to have somebody for the holiday parties. I understand that. We've probably all been there, or maybe you're listening. You're currently there. I understand that, just depending on where you're at in life or whatever it is. I just feel like it is one of the most uncomfortable situations when you start dating somebody December 1st through the 10th. 11th. Like, what do you get them for the holidays? You want to get them something. You don't want to get them anything big. You don't really know the person, but you feel like you should get them something.
And in addition to, do you bring them around your family for the holidays?
Exactly.
It's like, do you really, and then are they mad at you if you don't?
No, that's snowmanning.
No, I had that happen before. I had that happen before. That was not a good deal.
You brought them around your family?
No. I was brought.
Oh, you were brought.
And we started dating early December.
Yeah, that's no good.
To mid, it was like, let's say December 4th, 6th, 8th, somewhere in there. And I think to myself, okay, well, I clearly have to get her something for Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. Something. Yeah. So I remember it was like a picture frame of maybe a first picture we had or something like basic, but like nice. Because I don't know. I remember exactly what it was. It was a long time ago. And then I remember she invited me to her parents' house. I think this is probably a red flag. I've known you for 2 weeks, but I'm going to go. There might be food. So...
always a good choice.
I go there, Stevie, Jen, I'm not even kidding you. She and her family had an entire wall of gifts for me.
For you?
For me.
No.
I barely know her. I brought her one gift. I didn't bring her parents. I
was just
going
to say, did you bring a gift to the parents? Oh.
There was an entire wall lined with gifts for Tim.
I'm very uncomfortable with this.
This is why I always think about that. Like, I'm like, do I leave? Do I open this? There was clothing. Like, how do you know my size?
This gift.
I know.
Yeah. Did you keep all the gifts?
Of course.
Yeah.
Had to. I mean, awkward. I was going to say, I know. Here's your frame.
That is snowmanning right there.
It is. I felt so bad.
Here's your frame.
I'm like, I'm going to have to continue to date her next Christmas just to make good.
Yeah.
Because I'm hundreds of dollars down going into this.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Well, did you?
No! That's in a little while. Enough about that.
Okay.
We could talk about that that wedding you went to this weekend.
Oh, boy.
7:10. I just want to fast forward 17 minutes. Like I'm ready to go.
I'm looking forward to it. Again, your takeaway from entire weekend.
There was a unique takeaway.
It's a unique takeaway. So many things happened to Stevie this weekend whilst going to a wedding over an hour away from her home. But the takeaway that Tim has from it is insane, and it's worth hearing. Do you think Brittany or K-Fed snowmanned each other?
Can we read excerpts of this?
I don't know. I got to tell you, I started reading about the book last week and didn't realize everyone was going to be mad at K-Fed for this. Now Brittany is speaking out. It's a whole thing. We'll tell you what we know. That's in 60 seconds. Britney Spears' ex, Kevin Federline, has a new memoir out tomorrow. Now, the book throws accusations at Britney and shares stories about their marriage and parenting struggles. Brittany fired back at him online, calling the book gaslighting. It's out tomorrow. It's called You Thought You Knew.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. Sunshine today. Fake sun. You can see a warm high of 50, mid-50s. Mid-50s all week. Rain comes back. It looks like tomorrow, the next day, something like that. But hey, it's fall. It's Northeast Ohio.
It's a nice, crisp fall.
Yeah.
Get yourself a pumpkin spice latte. Go pick an apple. Now's the time to do it.
Oh, now's the time.
Yeah, it is.
There's no apples left dangling. Those are all done,
actually,
aren't they?
I think you're right.
I thought about that.
I don't know. I haven't been this year. I'm so sad. I haven't found time.
I thought about the same exact thing. I was like, is this the weekend? And I'm like, does Patterson's have anything left? Is anybody, just because I'm close to there and you're, you know.
Turns out, this is, kids' sports really get in the way of apple picking in the fall.
Well, for us, it was 80 degrees until yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I mean, I know that they always post on their websites, or these are the apples that are ready, and these are the time that, you know, those type of things. But I was like, well, it's warm out. Are they? I just didn't know. And I'm always down for a nice caramel apple sucker.
Oh, there you always talk about
there's
that.
There's no better sucker. I love those things.
I like the pumpkin donuts that you get.
Pumpkin
we always
donuts.
Go to Dodds Hillcrest out in Amherst, and the donuts are always like warm and fresh and sugar coated and delicious.
Get those fritters,
and they have Ludacrisp apples.
That's
which
the
are
best.
Literally,
came up with that.
I don't know, but. It's the best name of an apple ever in life.
So, Steve, you went to a wedding, was part of a wedding over the weekend.
So much drama, but we're not talking about that.
I just want to point out one thing. That's all I want to do. And I want to bring her in studio to ask one question and just point one thing out. That's all that needs to be done in 3 minutes. That is it. Stevie looks tired. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hi, Stevie.
Hello.
Good morning.
So the wedding was good?
Yeah, it was good.
Good. You were in the wedding.
Yes.
There's a lot of things to talk about. We'll probably hit on some of these things during the week. It would make sense because there's a lot of drama, a lot of things. I think there is a lot of times, right? I
mean, well, there was a shoe issue. There was a jacket issue. There was a jewelry issue. I mean, there's a lot. There's a red eye. There's a lot.
I don't know the red eye situation. I haven't figured
that out. What is happening?
I don't
want you biased.
Sure.
I don't know what so much.
Actually, I didn't even think of that.
Why not? That's the first thing I thought of.
Oh, yeah. To not go near. Well, it's not like we're that close to each other.
Pretty close. Close enough for that thing to jump over to your eye.
Okay. Don't get me freaked out.
That's
now.
Not what we're talking about, though.
Okay.
Here's...
This is so ridiculous. Of all the drama, this is your takeaway.
Because I need a ruling on
and
this.
And I think you're right.
What was... So, you go to a wedding, and not every wedding has an open bar. When they have an open bar, you have an open bar, and you know. So, one of the beverages you chose at the open bar was a what?
A whiskey sour.
Was a whiskey sour. My question is, which I feel like the whiskey sour, and I understand you can go, you know, if you like wine, you're drinking wine, there's other beverages available at an open bar, I understand that. I feel like two things. Whiskey sour arguably is like the wedding reception beverage. My question is, outside of a wedding reception, when do you ever have a whiskey sour?
Have you had one recently?
Not since college.
When do you, and maybe I'm way off base. Maybe I'm way off base. You are at, I don't care, Applebee's. You are wherever it is and think, you know what? I'm going to have a beverage to go with this. I'm going to get a water. I don't feel like maybe a pop or whatever it is. I'm going to go with an adult beverage. I'm going to go with a whiskey sour with my hamburger.
I'm not even a whiskey drinker.
And like you just went with it because why? It just sounded great.
Someone, another bridesmaid had one and I thought, I don't know what to order. It's very stressful when you go to
the
bar.
It is very
bar.
Stressful. The world is your oyster. Yeah. There's all sorts of liquor and whatever else. And you don't normally have this. This is not something you normally do.
And it looked good. So I was like, you know what? I liked these in college. Let me have one. It was delicious. So I had a couple more.
See, you saw, and you saw somebody do it. And then once again, somebody saw you order it.
Yeah,
and then what happened?
And like five people had them. And we asked the bartender, we were curious. I'm like, are we drinking a normal amount or are we drinking more than usual? She's like, oh no, normal amount. Like, but the most you've gone through is like it was like Maker's Mark whiskeys, the most we're out of.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, we started a trend.
You were a whiskey. Have you ever had a whiskey sour at a wedding?
Yes. Because it sounds delicious. It's garnished and it looks lovely. And
isn't
it's a tasty
a nice
beverage.
Cherry in there?
There is.
There's a cherry in
no,
a whiskey
there
sour?
Is. It's great.
That sounds lovely.
It was delicious.
When, I just want to know, and I understand you're busy, kiddos are getting on the bus. I understand that. You can DM us. That's fine. Hit the microphone button on your Odyssey app, whatever is easiest, or 216-343-1021. I just want to know, outside of a wedding reception, when do you order whiskey sour? That's it. Because it doesn't exist.
Nobody does.
I'm serious. I don't think that it exists. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
When do you drink a whiskey sour outside of a wedding reception? I'm just very curious.
I did not. But that was the only thing my mother ever drank, and she only drank at a wedding reception.
That's what I'm talking about! You never think, oh, I'm going to have a whiskey sour with ribs or a burger or chicken parm. Like, when does a whiskey sour ever sound good? But that you're at a wedding reception, you see it, it's got a cherry on top, it looks lovely. I'm going to take one of those!
I agree with Stevie. It's kind of like my mother didn't drink, and it was like, oh, that's the thing you drink, because she had no idea what else to order.
No, I love
clue.
This.
Like, it's I was amazing. Like, I haven't been to a bar like this, I don't know, in a couple years. I could pick anything I want. I thought I'd switch it up. Go for a nice whiskey sour.
Telling
great
you,
choice.
There's something to this. Your mom was onto something.
She was. Yeah. She absolutely was.
I love that. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great day.
You too.
Stevie went to a wedding. Reception followed. Had a whiskey sour. Outside of a wedding reception, when do you have a whiskey sour? I don't think it exists. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It exists. I just don't think that's kind of a go-to drink outside of a wedding reception. But a wedding reception, I feel like it is a go-to drink.
Heather says whiskey sour is my go-to when I go out. I order mine with peach crown. Delicious.
Whoa, peach fancy. Crown. Fancy. Oh, is the whiskey and then add the sour to that. Look at that.
She says delicious, relaxing, and you only need one or two.
Wish you told me that on Saturday.
Now... Tina says whiskey sour. I drink at concerts. It's great. And then Jennifer says,
wait. First of all, so what's the point? The whiskey sour at a concert.
It'll be like $30.
That's going to be
any mixed drink. You get a can of like a White Claw and it's $18.
Yeah. We played two beers, two claws in the air. If we play, I mean, what would a round of.
Yeah, we've never done like a liquor drink. Like
no. I have those bars there and I see them and I see like the pricing and not worth it.
So I think it also is artist dependent. Oh. As in, you know, I don't know if I'm like where the whiskey sour as the beverage to what show?
Well, here's the question. Do you have a whiskey sour when it's an artist you want to enjoy or when it's an artist you want to be over quickly because you're there because of your spouse or something?
Probably you know more so saying? That. Like more when so I that. Went to Tate McRae recently, that is not a whiskey sour.
No, that's not a whiskey sour.
Yeah, Tate McRae, not whiskey sour.
Mm-hmm.
Benson Boone? Not
see,
whiskey sour.
No, he's not a whiskey sour.
I'm just throwing it out there.
That. I want to see the
whiskey
flip.
Sour artist.
I don't
shoot us
know.
A DM.
This is now.
We'll read it.
This
we'll read
is
it before.
Maybe like Brian Adams.
Yes, Brian Adams. We're giving away those tickets this week. Brian Adams is a whiskey sour artist.
With this word.
Let
very
me tell
well
you
done,
something.
Stevie. That
Brian
was great.
Adams, by randomly years ago, we got tickets to see Brian Adams, and it was surprisingly, I would have thought it was a whiskey sour show. Surprisingly, one of the best shows I've ever seen. He is so good.
So you think a whiskey sour show is one you don't care about?
Correct. One that you want it to go by quicker.
Don't talk about Brian Adams.
Yeah, you can't. I'm telling you, that one night at Playhouse Square on his Bare Bones tour, it was just
like more of a gentle show.
It was acoustic and lovely.
Yeah, so that acoustic seems more whiskey sour.
Wouldn't whiskey sour make you want to have more of a crazy time than a
gentle time? I feel
like
it's more
time?
Chill. I feel like it's
a whiskey sour is a chill
yeah,
time.
Yeah, like I'm having one with the Cleveland Orchestra.
No, you're having them at weddings. Stevie
well,
was
yeah,
dancing for God's sake.
I'm not one. There's a difference.
Yeah.
With Jennifer. Jennifer says whiskey sours are for old people, just so you know. Never had a young person
She's
drink
not
that.
Even, Stevie's not even 30.
Well,
talk about.
Or a bartender know how to make
it's
it.
That, I just think it's I don't says. That's I don't think that's the case at a wedding reception. I think one is ordered. You look at the drink. Wow, I've never had that. There's an open bar. I'm not a bartender. I don't know what to open. I don't know what to order with all these different options. I have no idea. Whiskey sour seems like the go-to drink. I went with this.
You started a trend, and I'm sure the bartenders were like, why is everyone ordering these? But they were great.
Listen, I know we have to move on to three things. I know we do. But I need to know from you, what is a whiskey sour show for you? Tim.
I just said I thought it was like a Cleveland orchestra
or
something.
Like a Cleveland
orchestra.
Chill.
If I'm going to see, like, you know, Linkin Park back in the day, I'm not having a whiskey sour in the hand.
So it's a gentle drink.
Am I wrong? Please tell a whiskey sour artist DM us, and we will read it right before Trump 2. I think she's onto something with Brian Adams, but you got mad, so I pulled back.
Well, yes, I got very upset.
I was just thinking, you know, that concert's coming up.
Look into my eyes.
I have so many more questions. Like, what if you went to see Justin Timberlake? What would you drink there?
A White Claw.
Justin Timberlake's White Claw.
That's
for 100% White Claw.
What about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
It's a different kind of orchestra.
That's gentle. That's just
like
a Pepsi.
Hot toddy.
A Pepsi.
It's a Pepsi or something. I don't know.
And to be clear, I'm not saying that that's bad. I don't know which
Yeah, I don't know. Nice Pepsi.
Tomorrow we're gonna have a list. We're gonna have a list of artists that are coming to town or have been to town, and we're gonna just say what type
pick
of beverage.
Drink.
Yeah, pick the drink.
That's
tomorrow at 7:10. You're gonna have to help us out.
I really think we need to.
So we might even post the graphic
so
tonight.
Many
and then
more questions on this.
So what? Adams is a what then? If he's not a, I mean, what type of drink are we talking about?
Is it the Bare Bones tour or is it the Rocket Arena show?
It's the one where he's getting punched in the face.
Right? That current tour. One. That's in the more face upbeat. Tour. I don't know. Like if you're going to play a square, you might have a glass of wine. But
I
if you're
think
going
he's
to the
a whiskey sour
is not a glass of wine at Rocket Arena with
not at Rocket Arena. I'm saying the one I went to play a square that would have been like a glass. It was gentle. It's like oh yeah, but I feel like whiskey sour is. I don't know. I've never had one. I really can't speak on it.
Well, tomorrow's Tasty Tuesday. Let's roll.
Someone said Nickelback.
Nickelback
sour.
Is a whiskey sour show.
I'd say absolutely. I would think Nickelback's
look at this photograph.
Nickelback's a beer show, I feel like.
I don't know. At this point in time, I think it's whiskey sour.
Okay.
So this happens. We touched on this last week, and it happens to me every single year. Never, ever get this in the mail. The Amazon Holiday Kids Gift Book.
And I get it every year, and I don't, well, except the first year. I think I complained. Remember the first year? Mm-hmm. I complained. I couldn't believe it. It was like the first year they were doing it. And then all of a sudden, I got it every year, and people were calling and saying, oh, well, it's about the amount you buy from Amazon, and that's why they choose to send it to you. But it really doesn't seem like that's a thing. But I brought mine in last week to show you because, well, I wanted to see if you got it yet.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't. And it's a yearly thing. And we've heard from people that they have received it and they love to go through it or the kids circle things what they like. And here we go and gives
oh,
you
no, it comes with stickers, Tim. There's stickers the kids can put on the things they like.
Well, see, I wouldn't even know.
I know. That's why.
Why would I know?
You're saying circle. But I mean,
you tell me more about the book that I never get. So there's stickers now?
Well,
or there
no,
always
there's
has
always been.
Been.
There's always
I
been.
I don't even
there's
know.
Stickers.
I live in a sticker free world.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if you got the book, you would know there's stickers you could put like on the kids can put the stickers on or they could circle. I mean, it's a choice. Whatever, but there are stickers. They're cute. Like little foxes and stuff, I think, is the theme this year. Sorry, did I just make it worse? It comes with stickers. They're free. Sorry.
So, we have the best listeners ever. Specifically, Elizabeth with the DM to the Jen and Tim show. There's a hack for those of us that are bookless and apparently stickerless. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about this.
A hack to the catalog?
Yes!
Oh.
If I would have known this, I would have tried, oh, I don't know, last year, year before that, year before that. Elizabeth, what a great hack you have revealed. That is 3 minutes away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you can buy that book
What?
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
No.
The book that you get that I never get, the Amazon's holiday kids gift book with all the different things that you can buy and apparently stickers that I never get year after year after year. Elizabeth, she sends us a DM and it just says, just for Tim. I am hesitant to open that message.
You never know.
So I look in and I think to myself, what is this? And it gives me a link, which takes me to my Amazon app, right? It takes me to a link. It is the Everything for Every Adventure, the Amazon Holiday Kids Gift Book. You can order it today. You can, if you're a Prime member, you can get it tomorrow.
How much?
Nothing!
Oh, you can order it for free. I was going to say, because I think I've gotten two some years. If you have to pay for it, that would be terrible.
I mean, the rubbing it in, I don't...
I'm not. I'm just speaking facts.
No stickers, not circle. I got two.
I'm ordering another one.
I'm ordering another
one. Did you order one?
Yes!
You can double order it?
Did you know you could do that? Apparently you can't. Well, I don't know why you would double order
it. Well, now I'm opening... Well, you're doing it, I think, because you're...
I don't have one.
You're hurt.
So I'm just letting people know. When
so
is
wait,
this
how
from?
Do you search it? It toy catalog?
It arrives today.
Catalog 2025. Let's see. That's not coming up on mine. What do you? How do you search it?
Go, if you go to Elizabeth's message, I don't know. Well, I'll have to share the link.
What's it called?
Amazon's Holiday Gift or Holiday Kids Gift Book.
Gift Book.
It's Elizabeth. It's a DM on Facebook. If you just click on the link, it might be easier. But I don't know. Mm. Yeah. Last purchase, October 19th, because that's when I got the DM. So I'm just letting people know that have that envy that you can actually go in there, either search it up or we can share the link. It's nothing.
$0.
All these years,
it's
probably nothing. I never knew.
You can get your free stickers. It's a, you know, it's
unfortunate.
I'm putting
stickers all over the side of your board just because you were pointing
it out. It's unfortunate you actually have to ask for yours and it's not just given to you. But
mine's probably special delivered to the door as opposed to yours just around the mailbox.
That's nice that you can get one.
Right to the door.
I'm glad everyone's included now.
Look at that. Purchase one time. Last purchase. $0. So anybody else? There you go. You feel left out? You're back in.
Get your stickers.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
That was a really nice thing she did there.
How many years have you been able to do this, do you think, that I'm just finding out now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I mean, I've never heard of this before.
You haven't needed to. You always get it.
I thought you were going to tell me there's like a digital version you could look at.
No, I need to hold this thing.
Yeah.
This is the one time that I don't want the digital. I actually
want
to
hold
this. I want the stickers. I want to give it to my 10-year-old. Hey, let's go through this.
Now you definitely need the stickers.
Oh, Jen.
Tim.
I feel complete.
This is a big day for you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for the DM.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.